All right, everyone. We will roll into our post-race media availability. We're joined by your race winner, Carson Quapel, driver of the number one Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Carson, you're the ninth driver in the O'Reilly Series to have their first two wins back-to-back. How does that feel?
Oh, it's really cool. Obviously, it's been a long time coming to get my first win last week at Indy, and to come to the next race and have a race like that and get a back-to-back victory is a really big deal to me. It just goes to show what we have under the hood with Hendrick Motors and who we have working on them with Rodney and all the other great crew chiefs and just how fast our race cars are. They are top-notch, and everyone's doing their job to make it a lot easier for us drivers to go out here and do cool things like that. So just super proud of the whole team. It's a whole team effort to do this, and can't thank them enough.
If you have a question for Carson, raise your hand, and we will get a mic to you. We will start over here in the green and go over here in the purple.
Justin Palmer, Medell Reports. It's Carson. Congrats on the win. And take me through those last laps as all the chaos was kind of surrounding you.
Yeah, I was running really hard with that whole last run. Oh, gosh. That whole last run, honestly, I was running really hard, and the 39 got around us, and I didn't think we were in a great spot, and we were able to get around the 39, and I wasn't sure if we were going to be faster than Ross, and we started running him down, so I was pretty excited for our chances to get to him, especially with the lap traffic we had. But we caught him. We were running faster lap times than him, but I don't think we were going to get to him by any means with five or six to go, whatever it was there when that caution came out. So I honestly was worried about our fire off because the 7 was third. He was on better tires. I felt like I ran really hard to try to catch the 9. So going into that restart, I kind of knew the 9 had been struggling all day on his launches on the front row or either lane, really. It just kind of struggled, and I knew we at least had better launches. So we picked opposite of him, which was front row bottom, and got a nose ahead into 1 and got the lead. And I honestly didn't really want that caution to come out because I felt like we were in a really good spot. But it gave us control of which lane we wanted, and we were able to get a really good launch in the box. And I think we almost all but had him cleared going into 1. So from there, it's just about running perfect corners and not overstepping it. It was funny. I actually was kind of babying it the last two laps because we were pretty free to fire off. So I got pretty loose off of 2 on the first set of corners. And after that, I told myself I wasn't going to make a mistake to lose the race.
Carson, Mitchell Brewer, Black Cat Sports. These two wins come surrounded by a lot of off time for the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. Is that a good thing for you just so that you can soak in these wins a little bit more, or do you wish that this would just keep going so you could build the momentum?
I tell you what, I surely wouldn't have wanted to race the next weekend after Indy. I felt like I was working the whole week just to say thank you to everyone that congratulated me and just to soak it all in, right? And I think it's good for me to go on a 2-week break, be in the last winner, and then before that a week break, be in the last winner. So the more weeks you can be the last winner, the better. So super exciting. The schedule's a little weird, right? We ran 15 or so weeks straight before we had a break, and now that we have a few breaks, it's just working out to where we're having really good cars for these races.
Go to Jordan, then Tim.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Dale talked about, after your Indy win, how important it was for you to kind of break through and get that win in terms of your future and sponsorship and everything like that. Curious, in light of that, how have things been progressing since Indy? Have the phones been ringing off the hook?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, right? I feel like just because you win 1 isn't the golden ticket, right, by any means. But I feel like that win was a really big help for what we're trying to do next year and what we're trying to keep going with. And then to stack on this one is another really good thing. So everyone's told me that winning fixes everything. You can be out of a job and you go win three straight races, you're going to have a job again. So that's kind of what I'm banking on right now is to keep running good, winning races, and hopefully I'm back next year.
Kind of answered it, but how do you keep someone not with the team who's won 2 races and is now second in the points and is very much a championship contender?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it makes it harder, I would say, to say we're not going to be able to do the same thing next year. But it's a tough sport, right? But all I can do behind the wheel is to go win races and do the best I can and support my sponsors and thank all the right people.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win. You mentioned obviously late restarts and so on, but I just wanted to get your perspective. Were you surprised perhaps that Austin Hill didn't elect behind you on that last restart and gave it to Raja instead?
Man, I didn't even realize that. Now you say that. So the 21 was third and he chose fourth.
Yeah, he chose the bottom.
Oh, he chose the bottom. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of, honestly, that kind of surprises me. I don't know if it's an offensive move because I felt like, I mean, whoever gets the launch, if they're especially on throwing on the bottom, they have control. Like if they have a fender ahead of the guy on the outside, they're gonna use the outside guy up. So I don't know if it was something along the lines of that, but honestly, I didn't even know that. So that goes to show you what I was kind of paying attention to. I was just trying to focus on my stuff and my team and getting the best launch for my car and just really focusing on the 9 car. Obviously, the guys behind you got to be careful for, but I kind of thought me and the 9 were kind of a little bit separated from the rest of the field. So I wasn't really worrying so much about the guys behind me, just trying to worry about myself and the 9 car.
And obviously you mentioned worrying about yourself, but now big picture after another couple weeks off, then we go to Daytona. All the junior motorsports cars know what their future looks like for the chase. Obviously Raja doesn't. Do you consider helping him considering he's minus 15 and all the Gibbs cars are all decided by one point?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're teammates. We're not going to try to hinder each other by any means. I mean, obviously, my goal is to be second at the start of the chase. I know Allgaier is way too far out. I don't even know if it's possible. I don't even think it's possible to catch him. But, like, after Indy, my focus was, let's just stay in second. We're 4 points ahead of third. Let's just knock out another good race. And it worked out that we did. But just, I mean, we can take a breather and be teammates to each other at Daytona and help each other out. It's been a tough road with JRM and helping each other out. But I feel like over these last few races that we've had, the Speedway-style races, we've done a really, really good job. And we've made tons of progress. The crew chiefs have made progress. Everyone's done a lot better on that end to help each other. And I'm sure we're going to be able to help the 88 out. And you never know, right? It could be top four JRM cars leaning at the end. So we'll see, but we're definitely going to try to do the best we can to help Raja out.
Ryan Kimmel, the Racing Experts. After Indianapolis, you and Rodney said that there could have been many more races that would have fallen your way. How does it feel to finally be on the winning end of one of those races that couldn't fall your way?
It's great. I tell you, winning is awesome. It's something that I haven't got to do in a long time, since late model days and stuff like that. And I ran, I think, 60 or whatever, the rough number was 60 races in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series without a win. And my second race ever, we were leading it with 3 to go and lost on a green-white checkered. So we've been so close from race 1, race 2, that it's just painful that we went this far and it never made it happen and stuff. But I think the sport might be kind of repaying me right now. It seems like we've been having a good streak of races. But like you said, I feel like we could have won Darlington. We had a bad pit stop at the end. We were leading Atlanta and got wrecked in the final stage. We were leading Phoenix, and I made a mistake on a late restart. And there's many more that I feel like we were the dominant car or had a really good shot at winning the race like we did today. I didn't even feel like we were the dominant car today by any means, but once we got to the end, I was like, man, we're in really good shape. So there was a lot of races like that that it could have went this way, but just didn't work out.
Marshall Woods with the Iowa State Daily. Carson, congrats on the win today. Kind of like you said, karma's on your side right now. You've got that pressure off your shoulders of that first win and now a second win. Do you feel like you can win anywhere right now?
Yeah, I think this one team, I don't doubt the team by any means with what we bring to the racetrack, whether it's a road course or a speedway or a short track or a mile and a half. It doesn't bother me where we go. I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, oh, we're going to be good there. We're going to be good there. We should be good there. Should be good there, right? There's no races that are just like, like we're not sure, if that makes sense. All the races coming up are great. And with having the experience of somebody like Rodney on the box, it really – you don't really worry because he's been to all these places. He's been there, done that on all these things. And I think he's getting better as an O'Reilly crew chief. He's not even a year in yet. So I think he's getting better. I'm getting better working with him and the team. We're all meshing really well. And everyone over at Junior Motorsports, whether it's all the crew chiefs or all the guys on the shop floor or the fab shop guys, we're all having a great season. There's no conflicts right now. We're all meshing really well.
And then 12 total cautions today. Just any comments on that?
Oh, man, I was getting a breather, that's for sure. For a while there, it seemed like we'd run a lap or run two laps and have a yellow. And fortunately, it was never any really a big crash. It was just single car spins or people would hit each other or whatnot. But you definitely don't want to see all those cautions. But for me, I think it actually kind of helped with how our car was. I felt like we fire off pretty strong there after those.
just a quick note, Allgaier did clinch the number one seat in the chase today.
Okay, I kind of figured. Yeah. He was like 400 out, so I kind of figured the 200 or whatever it was, I kind of figured that was the case. Mm-hmm. How far ahead are we from third?
Ray?
28? Okay, sweet. Thank you.
Any final questions for Carson? No? All right, congratulations.
Thank you.